Have you ever wondered why God makes us wait? Well, welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're going to talk about that very thing. We often wonder why God makes us wait. We pray, we struggle, and we question His timing. Yet, Romans chapter 5 reminds us that God's clock has never once been late. Paul writes that at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Paul doesn't mean that Jesus died at a particular moment on the calendar. He means that history itself had been carefully arranged by the sovereign hand of God so that the greatest demonstration of love would occur at the perfect moment. Judas's betrayal, Pilate's cowardice, the Passover sacrifices, the crowded streets of Jerusalem, even the Roman roads that would soon carry the gospel throughout the empire, none of it was random. Every piece had been positioned by divine wisdom. And that truth reaches far beyond the crucifixion. The God who orchestrated redemption with such precision is the same God directing the details of your life today. So what feels delayed to us is never delayed to Him. What appears chaotic has never escaped His ordering hand. Our problem is that we often judge God's timing by our comfort instead of His purposes. Yet the cross teaches us that God is always accomplishing something deeper than immediate relief. Before resurrection, there came suffering. Before glory, there came the cross. So if the Father could be trusted with the timing of His own Son's death, then surely He can be trusted with the unanswered prayers, the prolonged trials, and the unexpected turns that shape our lives. His love is never hurried, and it's never late. It always arrives at exactly the right time. What situation are you tempted to believe that God has delayed? And will you trust His timing today? Pray this with me. Lord, teach me to rest in Your perfect timing, knowing Your wisdom always exceeds my understanding. Here's two other peoples that you can pray for. Brandon and Brittany Lingle and their family are missionaries in Thailand. And also the Amara LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Peru and Bolivia.